We're Alive, a story of survival. Chapter 6, The Remains of Eastern Bay. Part 3 of 3.
I followed Latch and Scratch's convertible back to a little strip mall. It was getting dark fast, so I made my way to the roof of a local shop outside the mall. Phew. This flying solo shit sucks. Bert, come in. Come in, Bert. Over. Bert, you stupid sack of shit, pick up. Over.
Hey, who you calling a sack of shit?
Finally, you guys figured this thing out. Over.
Look, you can forget that over shit. We've been waiting here a while. What took you so long?
I followed those two back to where they came from.
Told you, Michael. Those two are some kind of dangerous fucks.
Yeah, Bert told me what happened. Where are you now?
I'm outside their, well, shopping center right now.
Their what?
It looks like they fortified a strip mall and are guarding it like a fortress. They have all the outsides boarded up with guys standing guard on the roofs. They made lookout towers and everything.
They're living in an open strip mall? What a bunch of idiots.
Bert, shut up. Saul, where's this place at?
Just northeast of Eastern Bay. I found a bunch of orange jumpsuits scattered all over the place. I think these mall people are what's left of the prison.
Wonder why they didn't just stay at the prison.
Bert! So, I want you to get back here as soon as you can. Wait till dawn if you have to, but don't let them see you.
Got it. I'll leave first thing in the morning.
All right. Tommy's going to hook up this radio inside the tower, so we'll be off for a while. Call us if anything changes.
Got it. Out.
Get up!
Scratch, is that really necessary?
Oh, man, it's too early for this shit.
He don't like it when people steal things from him. No, that just ain't right. You can't handle the radio, and you can't handle simple guard duty.
Please, I didn't know somebody took it. I was just there all night. No one was there.
Liar!
My nose!
You smell that? No. Not you, Charlie. You can't smell shit. Hey, Latch. You smell that?
I don't smell nothing.
Oh, but they can. Look at all that blood, Charlie. You've become a bright red beacon. And they're coming for you. I suggest you confess before it's too late.
Wait! Please! I swear, I didn't see anything last night!
Big fuel trucks don't just disappear, Charlie. He had plans for those trucks, and you lost one of them.
No! I didn't!
You fucked up big time! Did you just fall asleep, Charlie? Because if you did...
I swear, please, I didn't.
Look at me, Charlie. Look at me and tell me your lies again. Now, what are you looking at?
Nothing.
My scar? Well, aren't we eager? Can't even look a girl in the eyes anymore.
No, I wasn't.
Maybe the nose isn't enough. Maybe we need to poke a few more holes. And maybe we can match.
Oh, God!
Oh, shit.
There they are. Not long now. You care to tell the truth before it's too late?
Michael, come in. I might be stuck here a bit. Over.
Tell me the truth, or you'll get no mercy.
I lost the truck. I guess I fell asleep. I don't know. Don't leave me out here.
Really? Really now? You know a bullet would be faster. Do you hear that? They're getting closer. We don't have all fucking day.
Why the rush? We got our confession. That's all we needed. The guards could hear him from here. Why'd you waste a bullet?
Because it's one less if they turn him. Come on.
I suppose.
Saw. Come in. Please repeat.
Shit. You hear that?
Yes, I do. That's why we need to get on the other side of the gate. Come on.
East Tower! Light up the rooftop to my left!
Holy shit.
Movement! We got movement on the roof! Someone's
here! We need to get inside!
You go then! You pussy!
Michael, I'm under fire!
I see you!
I see you too, bitch!
Shit!
Saul, where are you? What's going on? Why aren't you back here?
Michael, I'm trapped! Come on! Start, damn you!
Saul, you're what? I can't hear you, it's breaking up!
Oh, fuck! Come on!
What'd he say?
It cut out, I don't know.
Try again.
Saul! Come in, Saul!
Maybe his battery ran out.
Bad time for that to happen.
Maybe our battery ran out.
Tommy wired it to 3 car batteries, said it would last maybe 2 days, and the little red light is still on.
Maybe they got him.
What?
We're going to give the generator another shot. I think we fixed it. Come on.
Should we tell them?
Tell them what?
Okay. We'll just wait here if we radio's back.
You should have seen him out there. He runs back, grabs his dog, and dives into the back seat as tons of those things just pile onto the back of the car.
Wow, he's lucky those things didn't tear him apart.
It would take a lot to keep him down. Oh, hey, Michael. Did you hear from Saul yet?
Your knight in shiny armor on his way home?
Zip it, Miss Rumor Mill. I swear you get wind of anything going on and you're like, oh my god, did you see? Did you hear?
Liz, I got nothing to report. That too, you ready?
Michael, you all right?
I'm good.
I think that should just about do it. If we choke it up a bit, it might kick on. Datu, try not to flood it this time.
Okay. Everyone, stand back. Come on!
We did it!
No, Bert, you did it!
Well, it is my generator. Just took a little bit of familiar hands.
I'm going to start connecting the power lines to downstairs. Don't lift the breaker until I tell you.
I guess I should give you a hand. Make sure you don't fuck anything else up.
You're such a geezer.
I can't wait to use my straightener. My hair has been a mess. How have you been able to keep up on yours?
Well, I wash it and I just let it air dry.
Oh, you're so lucky. I mean, it looks great.
Well, thanks.
I'm gonna go fix myself up a bit. Saul might be back soon, and...
Oh.
I feel like I'm in high school. I mean, we're adults, right?
Right.
Mum's the word, you got it? You too, Michael.
Say no more.
Women. You know, Michael, I am beginning to think that you're a very depressed person.
What? I'm excited about the generator, see? I just have other things on my mind.
Like what?
Things.
Seriously, Michael, are you going to continue to block everyone out and hold back? Keep doing this and you'll keep having episodes like you had downstairs with Kelly.
Lizzie's the therapist and you're lecturing me?
Maybe I know you better. What does it matter? Do you talk with anyone about these things?
With who? Like Angel? He knows what's going on.
Fine. Keep it all to yourself. You know, we're all here together, and we can all handle these things as a group. Keep doing it, and people are going to stop giving a shit.
We may have lost Saul.
Wait, we what?
Saul. He was attacked out there.
Oh, no. How do you know? Does Lizzie know?
Something was going down during his last transmission. We haven't heard a word since.
And Lizzie?
No, don't say anything until we know for sure. But we may never know.
And how are you handling it?
Honestly, I don't know.
He's your friend, Michael. Put all that army stuff aside.
It's hard to do that.
Come here, Michael.
You serious? I'm not gonna do that.
Would you come here, please? Sometimes a hug isn't always about you. Sometimes I just need this.
Michael, I heard that they... Oh.
Would you give us a moment, Bex?
You know what? Fine. Have all the moments you two need.
Did she... Damn it, Bex. Come back.
Michael, you need to come see this. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm good. What is it?
They're all gone.
Who?
Them. I checked the monitors outside the building once the power came back on, and I didn't notice anything. And then I realized there isn't anything outside. All the bodies are gone.
All of them?
Every single piece. There's still tons of stains left, but nothing else.
You're sure none of our people cleaned this up?
They would have had to do it in the middle of the night. I mean, who in this tower?
Yeah, I get it.
It's just weird. There were hundreds of bodies out when Bert and Lizzie got back yesterday.
Check the video footage.
Power was out. It wasn't recording anything.
Maybe we should check around, see if anyone heard anything. Who was on watch last night?
I'll ask the guy. I forget his name, but he lives on the third.
Did you hear that?
What is it? Should we get inside?
No, not them. Listen.
There!
Hey, boys. You two all in cleanup detail? Figured you were too good for that.
Holy shit!
Hold on, okay? You could at least wait till I'm off the scooter. Sup, boss man? Oh, okay. Hey, nice to see you too. For a guy who barely shakes someone's hand, you barely...
Shut up, Saul. People change. I thought something bad happened to you.
Just about did, too. Between those fucking maulers and the zombies, I've damn near got my ass blown off and chewed on all at the same time. Lucky for me, the zombies didn't chase me down like they did the girl shooting at me.
Two close calls in 2 days. It's starting to be a habit with you.
Yeah, you heard about that one. Well, this one was not my fault. I think I need a few days off of scavenger duty. What do you think, Mikey?
Nuh-uh. Don't be calling me that.
From mushy to macho so fast.
You just gonna leave your scooter there?
That thing's a piece of shit. I hope some zombie thug steals it. Can you imagine? I mean, it's like cruising around picking up zombie ladies. And they're like, I'm not going with you unless I have an extra helmet. And he's like... Matter. You're dead. What does it matter? You're not laughing.
You're not funny.
Come on, Saul. We really need to know what happened out there. Tell us every detail.
Get everyone together. The rules have changed a bit. But I gotta shower first.
Yeah, you smell like sweet shit.
Oh. Ha. I don't even smell it anymore. But that be the 2-day-old stale whiskey? I totally crushed the bottle with my back when they piled on the car. Sucks, too. That was like a couple $100 at least.
That's it. That's it. That is it.
What?
I only had one bottle. I mean, if you want another...
No! I get it now. I know how they're coming after us.
Another fucking meeting. I'd rather be out there than sitting in this chair, listening to these army brats telling me what's good for me. Saul's all right, but I bet this is another Michael bitch session. Get so sick of this crap. Oh, here he comes. Oh, Michael, see, I'm writing in my book. Aren't you proud?
Beaming.
Note to self. Michael is an asshole.
It makes sense, doesn't it?
I think you... Yeah, I mean...
Saul! Hey! Oh, shit! Sorry, excuse me. Woo! Clumsy me. Hey, you're back!
Hey, Blonde. I mean, Liz. You look, nice.
Thanks. I found this dress today. Just because we're stranded here doesn't mean we can't look nice, right?
Well, yeah. And you look...
Saul, everyone's here. You ready?
Yeah. Hey, everybody. We got some news. Angel, you got a map or something?
Yeah, let me find one.
Okay. Well, as some of you know, we had a run-in with another group of survivors out there.
Another group? Where are they?
Before you go running off apartment hunting, they're assholes. Or, well, much worse than that.
Here's the map.
Anyone here know what this place is right here?
Easton Bay?
Yeah. Well, bad news is what kept us safe from them before this all went down. Kept them safe from getting eaten.
That's the place where they held the...
Nasty of the nasties. Yeah, we know.
These were some bad peeps in that lockup. And I think many survived. Bert, Liz, and I ran into two of them outside the tanker depot here. I followed them back to their home a few miles north, northeast. They have fortified a little strip mall. I think somewhere around here.
You want to get your shop on, Kelly? I'm sure they'd love to get their hands on a female lawyer. Can you imagine what they'd do to you?
You know what?
Easy, Bert.
Oh my God. That's far away from here, right? Right?
Nice scare tactic, Michael. If it's not zombies, it's...
We're telling you all this because you all deserve to know everything that we're up against. That way, if you see another survivor outside these walls, you don't assume they're as welcoming as us.
Welcoming?
These maulers, there's a lot of them. All right, they have at least 100 or so, and they're heavily armed and well-supplied. Hard to know how many exactly. There's a lot of remains of other inmates surrounding the area of the mall. Michael and I agree that once they got out, many of them didn't get along. Good for us in a way.
It's also a safe bet that these are the people responsible for most of the raided stores around here.
Most of us put that together.
So, what are we gonna do about the... maulers?
Not much we can do. We may outgun them, but they outnumber us at least 3-1.
So we...
We make sure they don't find where we are. Whenever we leave these walls, we double check, we make sure they don't follow us back. Maybe we should consider taking down the sign.
Yeah, that's a good idea. We haven't received any new survivors in a while.
I guess I can take it down.
We may still find some more survivors out there. Don't lose hope. Saul, why don't you tell me the other part of it?
You sure? I mean, we're not positive about it.
Well, they have a right to know.
It's unproven, but maybe someone here might know something.
Know what?
Okay, well, we don't know this for sure, but Angel has a theory. Angel, you wanna...
Yeah, sure. Okay. Look, we have had several run-ins with them so far. The zombies.
Hey.
Sorry, Michael. Here in the tower, and outside in the real world, too. Many times they could find us without seeing us, but they could smell us. Behind closed doors, hiding in the apartments, something's drawing them to us. We think it has something to do with our smell.
The room went silent. I continued to sit in my chair, eyeballing the three soldiers. I guess they're all right. I mean, they're thinking of shit I didn't put together. Still, it's fun to give them shit.
One of the maulers says something about the scent of blood, but we don't know if that's exactly it.
And Saul was covered in whiskey, and they left him alone, so that seemed to mask him a bit.
They still went after me, but not like they normally do. And when the bottle first broke, they left me alone soon after.
So, we cover ourselves in alcohol? I'm liking this idea. Hey, Kelly, you, me, bottle of gin, what do you think? Lather up a bit.
Disgusting! That's harassment.
So sue me.
Bert, come on. You know that's a waste of good gin.
Seriously, Michael?
Point to Michael.
Yes, Lizzie, you have a question?
Are you sure about this? I mean, what kind of smell are we talking about? They still go after animals. We found half-eaten rat corpses out when we
okay.
were...
Okay, so we don't know exactly how it works, but we're going to.
What Angel is saying is we're going to test it out, find out why. Maybe if we find out what attracts them, we can find out what repels them. Maybe even something that kills them.
So who's going to test out this little plan?
We're looking for volunteers. Anyone who will be willing. Anyone with some sort of science background. Maybe a degree of some sort.
I'm in. I'll help out where I can. I had to take a bunch of useless classes in college.
Well, anything you remember might help. We'll all be working close together on this.
I guess I am too.
Of course you would. Excuse me?
Ladies, come on.
How do you expect to test this little theory of yours? All of the bodies around here are dead.
That brings up another good point.
There's more?
The bodies outside the building are all gone.
All of them? What about the ones we burned?
Do we even burn any yet?
Between the new arrivals and the rain and the generator, we never got around to it.
Trust me, you'll know when we burn them.
Why the hell would they do that? Do you think they eat them?
It's hard to say to why they would. That'd be something hard to prove, but it brings up something even more concerning.
They come at night to take their dead? What more is there?
The real question is not why, but where. Where do they take them?
Join us again in 2 weeks for the next chapter of We're Alive. And now, a word from our sponsors.
Hello? Is anyone out there? This is Brother D. Is anyone else alive? You know, you'd think with all the zombie movies I watch and review for Mail Order Zombie over at www.mailorderzombie.com, I would have been better prepared for the zombie uprising. I mean, every week I'd watch anywhere from 1 to 3 zombie movies, and my wife, Miss Bren, would join me in every episode to go over listener mail and even occasionally join me in a review of a zombie movie herself. But now, we woke up one morning and the zombies have taken over. Miss Bren went scouting for supplies, but she's been gone a long time, so I went out to look for her, and now I just wish I'd stay home and watched more zombie movies for everyone, weeding out the good ones from the bad. What? Wait a minute, who's there? Miss Brent? You're not Miss Brent. Oh no!
Send more podcasters.
To find out more or become a sponsor, visit www.thezombiepodcast.com or free on the iTunes Store, keyword We're Alive. Starring Jim Gleason, Nate Gies, Shane Salk, Claire Doden, Elisa Elliott, Jay Oligario, Manly Woods, Blair Beihauer, Nico Marvin, Tammy Klein, Scott Marvin, Jenna McCombie, and Michael Ray Clark. Edited by Chase Ogden. I'm Michael Swan. Written and directed by Casey Wayland. Associate producer Jason Scott. Composers Katie Wayland and Ron Gallagher. Produced by Shane Salk and Casey Wayland. This has been a Wayland production.